Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm gonna be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Every single...
Sup,
giggler?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Welcome to another episode of The Giggles.
Giggly Squad. Welcome back, guys. What episode is this?
Every day we giggling. I shouldn't sing like that again.
It's like the seventh
or something, but all I know is I'm in love with... Every episode, I'm like, oh my God, it's the best episode we've done.
Wait, what song was that, Jess?
Maybe like Hustlin'.
Yep.
Every day we
hustle. Yep. Hustlin'.
I agree with you, though. Every episode, I'm like, oh, we're hilarious.
But then the next episode, I'm like, oh God, I forgot how to be funny. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, do you ever have a... Okay, do you want to know my biggest fear?
That you forget how to be funny?
Yes. Literally one day, like, I'm scared one day I'm going to wake up and I'm just going to be like, not funny.
You just like ran out of jokes. Like you just ran out of your sense of humor.
Like I used it all up. You know, like before I met my husband, I used it all up. I'm sorry. I was distracted by Harry in the background right now. Just being regal AF.
Oh, that's Willie.
Oh, that's
Harry's
Willie
sitting next to me. So you guys go to our Patreon, patreon.com/gigglysquad, to watch this. I'm at my parents right now with Harry, Willie, Ragamuffin Ravioli. They are just enjoying the podcast. They're big Giggly Squad fans.
Big gigglers.
Also, since we forgot to really promote it last time, our merch has dropped.
Yeah.
And the feedback on the allegedly sweatshirt
is
iconic. The people posting it, also, they already got delivered. The shipping's so fast, so there's still time to get it in time for Christmas.
My brother ordered it for... My brother's a lawyer, so he ordered it for everyone in his office. Like, everyone has an allegedly sweatshirt and, like, notebook and mug.
Okay, Gary.
Like, the judges in Albany are rocking Giggly Squad allegedly, and I fucking love that.
I'm obsessed with that.
If I ever get pulled over for a ticket, it's gonna be like, allegedly? You listen to Giggly Squad. So here's a quick story. So recently, like, I've been going through my DMs, and like, if they're nice ones, like, I try and respond to like a lot of people. But like, if they're mean, I like have just not been responding. Like, I don't want them to see that.
What
I
did
even
you
read
respond
it
before?
Okay, so like 2 years ago, I would respond and get into like legitimate fights with like robots, you know, like I was just like off the rails. Then I just like, I haven't responded forever. And now someone DM'd me and told me that I was a conceited bitch and nobody likes me and I'm no one and I should get a boob job and like all these crazy things. And I messaged her back and I was just like, Jessica, thank you so much for your kind words. I hope you feel better soon. And she goes, what? Feel better? And I go, obviously, like, you have a lot of mental health issues, and I'm really hoping that you feel better soon. And, like, if you need any help, please don't hesitate to reach out.
You're a fucking savage. You not only accused her of being sick, but then you said you will help her through her sickness. You are a savage.
Savagery.
It's so funny because, yeah, people are like, don't look at the bad messages. But you don't know it's a bad message until you read it.
Right.
And you know how you're like going through your day and at some point you get kind of high on yourself. You're like, oh my God, everyone thought that tweet was so funny. Mm-hmm. And then someone messaged me yesterday and said, get COVID and die.
Oh my God.
And I was like, ah.
That one like it hurt. Was that
if
one
someone
hurt.
Says something really stupid, I blow their shit up. Like someone said that. They said, you look like the stuff inside a toilet, a.k.a. poop. And I was like, yeah, no shit. I know it's inside a toilet. And I like reposted it. But like get COVID and die. I was like, that's just like.
That's aggressive. I think that if you're messaging anyone on Instagram and saying like crazy things, you need clinical help. Like, I think that's crazy.
Yeah, but then you wonder, is it the people that are, like, normal that you think are the most normal who are psychotic online? Like, the quiet, nice person at the cash register.
No, because I think I'm a pretty normal person in, like, everyday life. Never once has it run through my head, like, you know what? I'm going to DM this person and tell them I fucking hate them.
Like, no, you just turn to your best friend and you were like, this person annoys me. But we went over how to become a troll in, I believe, 2 episodes ago. So you guys can listen to that. But yeah, to wrap up our mental health moment,
we're still talking about this.
Is one of my favorite tweets, which is, if you have to force it, leave it.
Oh.
Messy buns, morning poops, relationships.
If you have to force it, leave it.
And just let that shit go. Like, for example, you know, in the morning when you're trying to poop and it's just not happening and like you're just hurting your butthole because you're pushing so hard. Wait. Have some Chipotle and it will fucking flow
Drink
later in the day.
I have this new thing that I'm going to start implementing that like if I'm mad. Okay, not like I mean, this is kind of like a dating rule for everyone, but I feel like I no longer would like tell someone that they upset me or that they like did something. I'd just be like, I'm just less interested.
Okay, you've been watching Salt Lake City and you're trying to be Lisa.
I actually didn't watch the most recent episode, but I heard it was insane.
Okay, I have to watch it too. But
did she say she gets less interested?
No, but do you remember when she was like, I don't care what you guys think of me, and you just can't win the argument when the person doesn't care?
Yeah.
But that is what you have to do. Like, if a guy is a type of way, like, don't force it. Literally remove yourself from it.
Wow, that's actually a really good mental health moment. I actually really needed that.
When a guy, like, tries to, like, says something that hurts you, let the life in your eyes just die and become completely dead in the eye. And he can tell that, like, you are distracted. You are over this. You're not that same girl 2 minutes ago who cared about you. Literally check your phone whenever he talks to you.
And then go cry in the bathroom by yourself like a normal person.
I never show my weakness to guys. That's like my pride. And in the past, I've thought like, oh, if I had told a guy like, no, like I have feelings for you, maybe it would have worked out. But it's like, no, 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 no. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that I was prideful and never let a man know that he fucking hurt me. And but crying is important. That's a perfect segue to our next.
Crying is very important.
Our next conversation. We've had like 10 within the first 8 minutes. Paige, what advice do you have for a good cry?
Okay. So Reese, I haven't cried in a really long time.
Yeah. Cause Summer House hasn't aired yet.
Yeah. I actually like the other day I was texting Dominique and I was like, I just feel like I need like a really good cry.
And then, Dominique is like the most gorgeous, spiritual, centered, like the girl that you're like, she meditates and she's good at it.
Literally, you have to follow Dominique on Instagram. Her Instagram is Dom Chacha. Mm-hmm. And she's been doing all these like meditation. She's like training to be a meditation coach. And she does all these like, she's just amazing. She's the one that has that brand 333 with the sweatshirt you guys all love. That's like the, when you look in the mirror, the sweatshirt's like backwards. Like the writing on it. So I was just texting her and I was like, I just need like a really good cry. And she was just like talking me through everything. And like, I didn't cry because we were texting.
She was like, light a candle.
Yeah.
Put on some
like,
James Blunt.
And like, it's going to be okay.
You're beautiful.
And then my mom called me like 10 minutes after and like on FaceTime. And she was just like, hey, what's up? And like, whenever I see my mom's face and I'm upset, I'm like,
okay, you know what? I just need to like cry right now. And she's like, okay, just let okay. it out.
If you want to cry, just have your mom ask you, are you okay?
Yeah. Oh my God. It's the only person that if they say, are you okay? And you're really not, you're like, and you just opened like the floodgates. I don't know what just happened.
Last season when Summer House aired, when I was like in, it was hard. It was like a harder season than our first season. But I was like trying to be really tough. Mm-hmm. And I had the weirdest cry because I got in the shower because, you know, mm-hmm. that's when you're like,
yeah,
come on, if you can't vulnerable. Cry in the shower. Yeah, like, you're a psychopath. So I'm in the shower.
I like to start every day with a hot shower and a morning cry.
I open my pores.
A little bit about me.
I open my pores in my eyes and my skin. It's an orgasm for your eyes.
It really is.
I basically am in the shower and I'm not crying and mm-hmm. I start crying because I realize I never let myself cry. And then you have one of those cries where you're crying because you never let yourself cry. And then you just start crying for everything over the last like 7 years. Yep. And then it feels so fucking good. But then you realize you're going to be swollen and you're going to have to explain to people why you cried. And you mm-hmm. can't explain to them like, I cried because I don't cry.
Right.
That was one of those like quarantine moments where like, we all got really self-reflective because we had nowhere else to turn to distract ourselves.
I don't know if I... Oh, no, I cried all during quarantine.
Yeah,
I used to call it.
You did. People were like... You'd go on the live and people were like, Paige looks high. And it's like, no, I've been crying for 10 hours.
Sorry, she's just been crying all day. We're not quite sure what's wrong
with
her. I wonder
how many calories crying burns.
Dude, we should figure that out because that sounds like a great workout. Crying is so weird. Also, crying like there's something about like crying alone in your apartment, like that you live in by yourself, and just like walking around and then like catching a glimpse of yourself in the mirror and just like, wow, you are so pathetic.
Okay, if you don't look at yourself in the mirror when you're crying and make yourself sadder, then you didn't have a good cry. You have to look at yourself in the mirror and look at the pain.
I had a boyfriend in like my early 20s who, whenever I cried, which was often with him, let me just point that out, he would always say, I actually love when you cry because you look so pretty and your eyes get so glassy. And like something happens when I cry, my lips get really swollen. I don't know mm-hmm. what it is, but like it is aesthetically very pleasing.
Okay, call the police on that man.
Yeah, like a full felon.
He's like, the only time I can get a boner is when you are so sad, you're sobbing. When your moans are from cries.
I'm like, you cheated on me. That's why I'm crying. He's like, no, I know, but like, you're gorgeous.
Also, I just, he's like, by the way, I know you hate me, but you're fucking beautiful. I do think the weirdest time I cried was during Toy Story 3.
Interesting.
I was in, because, you know, Toy Story 3 was later, and it was about, like, the toys, and there was a very, like, it was, like, an end of childhood cry where I mm-hmm. realized, like, wow, my childhood is over.
Wow. Do you want to know this? I didn't cry about this, but I had a recent realization of, like, wow, I'm not a kid anymore. And I was on TikTok, and I'm so used to being, like, a millennial and like us yeah. being like the younger generation and like us yeah. being like, you know, you guys don't like know about things and like Instagram and doing stories. And like, I physically feel like I can't make a dancing TikTok because people would be like, you're 28. Like, not that I can dance anyway, but like, mm-hmm. I want the option to make one.
Yeah.
But like, we can't.
Well, you're not used to being told like, you're not cool if you do this.
Yeah. I'm not used to being like, you're the adult here. Like,
let's
and I'm
just
going
say that Paige and I tried the WAP dance. We did it for fun, but there was no chance that we were about to be like, no watch chance. Our fucking WAP.
No chance.
I had to
no
dislocate
chance.
My hip flexor. You and had scars on your knees.
Hannah, I had 18 bruises on my legs the next morning. I woke up and counted them. 18. All summer, I just was a apple, a bruised apple.
So recently I was hanging out with a family friend who has a daughter who is, I believe, 11. Mm-hmm. And she loves TikTok. She's obsessed with Charli D'Amelio. She has like curly red hair.
Yeah, you told me this, and she wants to like, she was like, I want straight black hair, and you were like, yeah, I don't know.
Like, she's just obsessed with it, and like, instead of talking to the adults, like the adult that I am, mm-hmm. I just was obsessed with making her like me. Like, I just wanted her to think I was cool, unlike the other adults. Like, I was like, mm-hmm. those fucking losers over there. So she finds out that I'm verified on TikTok, and like, her whole demeanor changed around me, and she was like sucking up to me and like basically wanted me to do a TikTok with her.
Oh my god, I need an 11-year-old friend.
Like, and and she was making me feel young. And we do it, and then she's in this group chat with all her friends. Like, imagine being 11 and having a phone where you have a group chat with like 10 of your best girlfriends in what is 11 years old in sixth grade?
No,
like, dangerous. So I joke with her. I go, tell your friends like they can't make eye contact with you anymore because you're like gonna blow up on TikTok. She's funny and she laughs, and she basically was like, guys, I'm famous on TikTok, like, lose my number. So the girls are like laughing at first, but then apparently when I left, she took it too seriously and basically like told her friends, like her friends started to get annoyed with her because she was like, because it kind of got like 50,000 views, and she was like, guys, like, I'm literally famous right now. And her friends started to get annoyed. Then her friends like basically were like, we don't want to be your friend anymore.
Stop it.
And then her mom had to sit her down and be like, look, Hannah's not your friend. Like, Hannah doesn't care about you like that. Like, you need to be friends with your real friends. Hannah's 29. Hannah was just using you to feel cool on TikTok for a second. And then she had to delete her TikTok because she was like too obsessed with it. So this, I basically ruined her life.
You said before this, like, oh, what should we talk about today? You ruined an 11-year-old's life and just like casually forgot to tell me about it.
And I saw her,
it's
like,
because
3 days
you're in such
ago.
A healthy relationship with your boyfriend that you're like, whose life can I ruin? I don't know. Let's start with children. Like, what? Like, there's no more men for you to ruin. So you're like, I'm going to go to kids now.
The mom literally pulled me aside and was like, I had to tell her that, like, you guys aren't, like, actually friends. And she wasn't really understanding that. And I was like, wait, I really do want to be your friend. But yeah, I hope she's not getting bullied at school.
Oh my god, that's so sad.
No, but think about like an 11-year-old, like being famous on social media is like crazy. So the fact that she had like a taste of it, but some people with a little fame that become monsters, and maybe now we know, put her in accounting. That bitch in accounting.
The number one thing I thought about at 11 years old was like how many of my friends' phone numbers I could memorize. You know, like that was...
Which was... zero.
I'm like, no, you actually don't know Ashley's phone number. It's 518-588.
I just remember being like, I hope I have a sleepover, and I hope we can go to the rent a movie, and I hope we pick a good movie.
I miss like that. I wish I got excited for anything now as much as I used to get excited for sleepovers in middle school.
And then like one person would tell a ghost story and ruin everything.
We used to, like, when whoever would fall asleep, I remember I went to a sleepover and, like, I fell asleep first, like, for the first time ever in my life. And my friends, like, painted my face, which is, like, totally normal. And they painted, like, another girl's face. And, like, we both woke up in the morning and was like, ha, ha, ha. And we're, like, trying to wash it off. Like, wasn't really washing off. And my mom came to pick me up and she was like, my mom literally chirped me. She was like, what a loser. You fell asleep first. And the other girl's mom, whose, like, face got painted, was livid and was, like, yelling at the girl who hosted and was like, how dare you do that to my daughter? And, like, they got into, like, a big fight, like, the moms and, like, the girls. And me and my mom were just, like, chilling, like, standing, like...
You have a mustache on your face, and you're just like, can I go home? I want some chocolate
milk.
Yeah,
I'm like, wait, I don't want to be here anymore.
Do you remember how, like, prank calling was the most fun thing to do?
Yes, I feel like I've prank phone called someone recently.
I feel like you're the queen of prank phone calling, because you do that amazing British accent. God.
I used to prank phone call everyone in high school, like when we would have sleepovers, and then people would be like, we know it was you, and we'd be like, what? No. We would never admit it. Never once admitted it. Everyone that went to Niskayuna High School, just know that I was prank phone calling.
She finally admits it after all these years, even though everyone knew her number and it came up as Paige. No, I'm just kidding. Start, what is it, 8969? I would just go like, hey, it's Domino's Pizza. And they'd be like, what? And I'd be like, gotcha.
One of my girlfriends used to call radio stations. And we would prank phone call radio stations. Like, why?
Those poor people are just trying to do their fucking job.
They're probably like, these fucking kids. We were in like
feed their
grade.
Family and you're fucking with them.
Yeah. I don't know. That was fun. I forgot about that. We should bring that back to like adult life.
Prank yeah, I think calling. We should do some prank calling on Giggly Squad. If you guys think so, leave us a 5-star review and tell us why. No, for real. If you guys love Giggly Squad, subscribe, rate, review, swipe the fuck up. We have to go to Front Page News a little early because we have heavy show today.
Okay, let's do Front Page News.
I love how you have to get physically, like, change your position.
I have to get physically ready.
It's Front Page News time. Cue the typing.
Okay, my first story. Larsa Pippen is 46, and she's seen out with Malik Beasley, who's 24. Mm-hmm. They were seen out in Miami on November 23rd, surprising fans because, well, you guessed it, Beasley's married. His wife, just as shocked as everyone else. Now, that age, we talked about age a lot last episode.
We did.
That age difference is wild.
It's wild because he's a first of all, the fact that he's married at 24, is he like super religious? I don't know.
That's crazy. He plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I love a moment of just like fucking around with a hot guy in his 20s. But
love
like,
that.
But I feel like, especially because she's already in the industry of NBA, because if you don't know, she was married to Scottie Pippen, who's one of the best basketball players of all time. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's basically like, yeah, if I date a comic and then like break up and then date every comic that he knows, it's like, literally a knife in his heart.
Right.
She also, and didn't she cheat on Scottie Pippen? Like,
she cheated on Scottie Pippen with Future. And then Scottie Pippen found out and was like, we're getting a divorce. And then they never ended up getting a divorce. He got her a $4 million ring.
Yeah, so that's the tea.
Then she ended up cheating on him again with Future. And then Scottie was finally like, okay. Like,
where was Sierra during this?
I think they were already done.
Okay. Also, Future's hot, I just have to say.
Future is really hot.
I feel like he's tall.
So the craziest part is that Larsa and Scottie have a bunch of kids together. I think like 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. But their son is a freshman at Vanderbilt. He's 20 years old.
Yep. Playing basketball.
Playing basketball. And all of these people have been tweeting at him like, this must be really hard for you, like seeing your mom out there, like, keep your head in the game. Like, you can only worry about yourself. He's been like publicly liking all of those tweets, basically being like, no, I know my mom's a hoe, but like, there's nothing I can do about it. And like, how embarrassing for him.
Well, Larsa also, she's been on Real Housewives of Miami. She's been all over the place for no reason in the Kardashians. Right. She also was recently on Selling Sunset.
Yup. She is like thirsty. And then this guy's wife put on her Instagram story, wow, I don't even know this man. This is wild. Y'all, I'm seeing it for the first time, just like y'all. Could you imagine like seeing your husband cheating on, I think they have a child together too, seeing him cheat on you like publicly on Instagram?
Is he an idiot or like?
He also commented on one of her Instagram posts like before they were spotted out and said, I just want to take you on a date and treat you like a queen.
No.
Yeah.
The blatant disrespect.
No, it's crazy. I think she's wild.
This reminds me of Potomac, where Robin Dixon was married to Juan Dixon, mm-hmm. who was a basketball player. Basically, they were like high school sweethearts. They got married and then he basically cheated on her while she had little kids,
mm-hmm.
got divorced. And now, like 10 years later, he's proposing again.
Because men have the brains of peanuts. Okay? I've said it once.
Men have
peanut
brains.
Peanut
brains. They might become walnuts one day, but still, there's not much going on.
Guys are so much more insecure than girls. I don't care. I said it. They really are. And so, like, if they don't feel like they're good enough, they need, like, outside validation.
Yeah.
So Juan is now, I feel like he's probably at an age now where he's like secure with
himself. He feels like his own man.
Yeah.
Well,
but
I think
like when
he
younger,
was not giving her attention, so she closed off. So then instead of working on it, they get like, well, fuck you. And they start getting like, he said he was romantically involved with people. Like, it wasn't just about sex. But I want to understand the concept of cheating. Not that you like know that much about cheating, but I just want to talk about it because I'll sit down sometimes and try to understand like why do people cheat? Like, if I, as a girl, were more emotional. So, like, mm-hmm. if I have feelings for someone else, I feel like you're not my man's. So why would I cheat and then try to still make it work with you? Don't you just live with guilt? Like, why don't you just break up?
Okay.
Is it because, like, if, what?
I'm just going to say, I have cheated before. I have cheated before. I had a boyfriend in my early 20s, and he would do some of the most insane things to me. Like, the craziest things. Like, he would literally leave clubs with other girls. Like, I would watch him walk out, like, holding a girl's hand. Like, it was insanity. But you're like, I was in my early 20s. The toxicity of our relationship was so enthralling, and like it was like a drug. Like, when we were obsessed with each other, we were obsessed with each other, and when we would fight, like, shit would get crazy. I would like show up to his apartment and just like unannounced and just like open the door and be like, what are you doing? And like, it was just, I was crazy.
And he's like making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
And he like,
I thought you were gonna say I just walk into his apartment with another guy and suck his dick on his bed. No. I'd be like, damn.
So he would like never admit it that he was cheating on me. But there's like multiple times where I was like, I have hard evidence. Like, I would go through his phone and I was like, okay, like, no, you're cheating on me. So then I would like go out by myself with my girlfriends. And if some guy is like showing me attention and like wants to flirt with me, I'm like, why am I standing here and being loyal when like this guy is like out here doing whatever he wants, trying to find his next?
It becomes like a part of, it's a game of the relationship.
Yeah, it's like, who's better? Who can get someone better?
This is a great example of how like relationships have boundaries. And like, you know, when someone starts like cursing someone out in a relationship, and then you're like, oh, that's what we do. So then you start cursing him
so
out.
True.
And the next thing you know, you're cursing each other all the time.
Right.
Where it's like someone cheats and it's like, oh, is that what we do?
Right.
That's us.
And I feel like you don't really learn those boundaries. Like, I certainly didn't learn those boundaries until I was like 25, where I was like, okay, I'm in a real relationship, and like, we don't yell at each other anymore, and we're not gonna run out.
Which makes sense, because you didn't know like what you stood for and like what you deserved. Also, at what point were you like, we should break up because it's bad? Like, why couldn't you just have like fiery sex with him? Like, why'd you have to have a relationship?
I don't even remember now. Like, what the moment was that was like, we should like not be together. This is crazy talk. I think I had just like gotten fed up, and then like, yeah, obviously we would like randomly hook up, but like, we never got back together.
Yeah, I do think that men and women cheat for different reasons.
Yeah, it was almost like I did it back to him to prove to him, like, hey, people like me too, bro. Like, I feel like if I dove really deep into that, it was really from like my own insecurity that I was like, wait, do people like me? Like, I need to prove that. Like,
yeah, it all stems from insecurity and not feeling whole. And if you were using your significant other to feel whole and they're not like giving you that, which you can't get from them anyway, you're going to get it in other places.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said a pretty controversial statement before. I don't know where it's from, but you know, we just take in information from
allegedly
places.
Okay,
all
so
the time.
Allegedly.
It's alleged, but someone said it's way worse when a girl cheats on a guy, because when a girl cheats on a guy, it's emotional. When a guy cheats, it's just for sex. I disagree
wholeheartedly. I think it could be either for either people.
Well, you know, when some guys just like, what I think is as bad is like guys who emotionally cheat, like guys who would just
like just get in to talk to someone.
Exactly.
Okay, just like, would you rather have your boyfriend cheat on you and have sex with someone and be like, that was like a random hooker, or never have had sex with someone but like some girl?
1000% I'd rather him have a drunk hookup. 1000% I'd rather him be Tom Schwartz and just like black out and have like a moment, because a guy like emotionally making women feel special when he's mine,
no.
A woman like getting his dick for a second. But also, like, I don't, this like actually makes me feel sick, because I don't fuck with that stuff.
You like, don't fuck with cheating.
Yeah, like, I can't live. I am actually a big romantic in a way that I'm like, when I find my person,
yeah,
there is no bullshit. Like, we work through all the hard times.
I totally agree with that.
And like, you can't be living with the anxiety of that. And there's two types of men. There's men who you feel insecure about because you know what they're capable of. or guys that make you feel secure.
It's such a crazy difference from like dating someone where you're like, who are they following on Instagram? Did they like this picture? Like, who do you think they're texting? What's going on?
Also, the time you're taking checking a guy's Instagram or trying to figure out when you could look at his phone is time that you should be actually like getting to know who he is and understanding how his brain works and falling in love with him.
Right.
Which reminds me of something random I watched on TV. Sorry, I don't have my sources, so it's just alleged. Mm-hmm. But they said that if you meet someone, you need to if you like connect with someone on a dating app or like on Instagram, you have to meet them in under 21 days or you will have too much of an image in your head of what they are that they will never live up to. It's like a rule that someone said, like, that's why when you connect with someone on a dating app, try to meet them ASAP, because the more you make up in your head what they are, which is completely natural, yeah, the less it'll be accurate and your brain will like be like, this is not connecting. Also, fun fact, this is like a dating coach. I was watching like a stupid dating show that I don't remember the name of, but they said when someone sits down, they notice three things immediately: your teeth, your grammar, and your self-confidence.
Wow.
What do you think about that? Do you agree or disagree?
I think it's spot on.
Well, that's why we both have Invisalign right now.
Honestly, the first thing I notice about a guy is their swag. Like, I notice the way they walk into a room. I notice the way they sit down at a dinner table. Like, the way he sits. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh.
So like, anyone listening, you need to get your self-confidence to a T. You need to be fucking feeling yourself. I always say I imagine myself in like the hottest photo I've ever taken. And that's just how I look always. Like, I just sit down and I'm like, this is how I look.
I like saw this thing that it was like, if you walk into a room and in your head you think I'm the hottest girl in this room, mm-hmm, other people will just even if you're not, mm-hmm, like, other people will naturally think like, she's the hottest girl in this room. Like, I want to talk to her. So I'm going to try it.
But also think about like when you're in a circle of people and there's like a gorgeous girl, but like you can tell she's like uncomfortable in the clothes she's in, mm-hmm, or like she's like upset about something. But then you see a girl who like you wouldn't be like, oh, she's so hot, but who is just owning the room,
yes,
or like
it,
who just seems so happy, yeah, and you just find her like so pretty and you start being, yes, like, oh my god, I want to be her friend.
Yeah, like I'm obsessed with her.
And then when they say grammar, it's true. Like, if someone's like stupid, you're just like not gonna be turned on. So like, be that witty bitch.
Yeah, like
be,
if they like, talk like a little kid, you're like,
so. But I think what they mean by grammar is like your wit, and you don't have to be like using big words and shit, because
no,
we don't know
crazy
big words, but we just talk really
like
fast.
There's also like subtle things that guys do that aren't like normally hot, mm-hmm, but like it's hot, you know, like it's not like, like, okay, when a guy's wearing like a hat forward and then he just like picks it up and like flips it to, like back, like turns it around.
Okay.
I'll melt. I will literally melt.
Okay. Now we're going backwards. That's you being like, do I like him or does he just swiftly move his hat backwards?
When you're in a car and they put their hand on the passenger seat to
when
turn in parallel parking, I don't know what it is, but it's the most attractive thing ever.
When he gets it on the first try.
No, I can't.
Do you know what I love?
When a guy orders for you at dinner, like when he asks you like, what are you gonna get, and you say it, and then the waiter comes over and he says, she's gonna have the, I don't know why, but that melts me.
I like that. However, if you just order for me, that's a no from me, dog. I hate that.
I love that.
Oh no, I hate that, because I'm like, first of all, no.
Well,
I know exactly
if it's just
what
the
I want.
Two of you and he's like, she's gonna have the salmon, I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah.
But if it's like a table of people and he's like, I got this, like I'll just do the order, I love
well,
that.
Well, if it's a family meal,
yeah,
then we love that. When he's like, look, I know what to get at this place, I'm like, mm-hmm, ooh. But then you're also like, how many bitches have you brought here?
Is this your spot? I also like when they take the aux cord and they're like, oh, I'll do it. Like, I got the music. I'm like,
we're like, I'm actually horny right now. When a guy clenches his jaw and you see them, yeah, like just a little muscle.
When a guy sits and like is hunched over and puts like both his arms on his knees and is like texting, dude, I don't know why, but I find that so hot.
When a guy looks at his phone and it's like blowing up with stuff and then he just doesn't look at it and puts it back and then looks at you.
Yes, and then like turns to you and it's like, what's up? When a guy says what's up and nods his head up, I'm like, I will date you right now.
Also, you know what I love? I love when a guy and a girl just like lets out a laugh that's like not restricted or like, yeah, you know, when
intimate.
They just
that's
let
an
it
intimate
out.
Moment.
Like, because people laugh shame you. Like, it's like, or people are told like, oh, like just giggle. No, like fucking when a guy just busts out laughing, I'm like, he's confident in himself.
I love that. Oh, God. I really need
Anymore?
Some male attention.
We do this for the next 30 minutes.
when a guy just,
you know, takes his food and, like, puts it into his mouth and then chews it and swallows. Oh, my God.
Honestly, we've set the bar so low. I literally said I will date you if you turn your hat from forwards to backwards. Like,
also, at what age does a guy stop wearing his hat backwards?
There's a time and place. There's a time and place. There's a time and place. And
okay. Also, when a guy takes over the grill.
Yeah. I love that. That's like a little bit more dad vibes. Like, I'm not.
I'm very into dad vibes.
Yeah, you're
right
very
now.
Into that right now. I'm more into like low key, sees you across the room, like nods.
I posted
just, like,
a video of Dez, and some girl messaged me the funniest thing. They were like, he looks exactly like the hot dad you babysit his kids for, and when he comes in, you get nervous around him.
Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. My friend used to babysit in high school for this family, and I would literally go with her to her babysitting jobs. I wasn't getting paid. I was like, Stephanie, can I come with you? And we would sit and like wait for
your
this
mom's
couple.
Like, you're a terrible businesswoman.
She's like, so you're, I'm like, Mom, I gotta go babysit. She's like, but you don't get paid. I'm like, Mom, I'm a working woman. And this couple would come home, and let me tell you, the husband, oh my God, he was like a former model, like a legitimate model, and we would just stare at him, and his wife would be like, no, I know.
I actually do love, I love when girls think my guy's hot.
Me too.
But if you don't want a guy that's hotter than you. See, oh, I like having guys who are way hotter than me.
No, I can't. No, I can't.
Why?
I feel like that's like part of my insecurity. Like, I can't have you be so much hotter than me and then people be like, oh my God, he's with her. I can't have that. I'd rather them be like, she's with him.
But to be honest, I feel like we're both confident in ourselves enough that no one would be like, ew.
Okay, let's do our next story.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval.
comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Erica Girardi. Tom Girardi.
Hannah. So, I hate to say that we manifested this.
I hate to say it. Hate to see it. Hate to say it.
Manifestation. We are very powerful, and I think we were a little too strong on this one.
No, because we were. Yeah,
we called it.
If we collectively feel something and we manifest it, it's not great. It's not great.
We can hurt people sometimes. People can be hurt. Do you think she's going to go to jail? Like, what's?
I don't know.
What's the extent? Explain what happened for the gigglers who don't know.
Okay, so here's what happened. Erica and Tom Girardi, first of all, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is filming right now. I think they are on a break, though, because
they all have
Kyle,
COVID.
Kathy, and Dorit all have COVID. So they're filming, and Erica files for divorce, and it was like, I mean, it was out of nowhere. They've been married for over 20 years.
We were like, why wouldn't you just wait for him to die? Like, it didn't make sense.
Like, this is crazy. Like, he's in his 80s, whatever. Then it turns out. So then Hannah and I were talking, and we were like, maybe they're hiding their assets because he would have to pay her, mm-hmm. or like maybe something's happening, whatever. It turns out that this story is actually a lot sadder than like originally. Let me just read this so that you like can understand. Okay. So her and her husband are being sued by a class action firm on behalf of a number of Boeing plane crash victims for allegedly embezzling settlement funds that were meant to help the victims of this air flight. So basically, Tom was helping these people get like a settlement from this plane crash, mm-hmm. these families of people mm-hmm. that died, mm-hmm. never gave it to them, embezzled it, and mm-hmm. now is trying to shift it from with like his divorce to like hide certain assets and money. So they're being sued. Do I think that they would go to jail? I don't know. I think it would probably depend on, like, the sum of money. Like, how high it is. I don't know. I'm also not a lawyer.
But that's, like,
if you didn't
disgusting.
Know. No, that's, like, some shady shit.
What?
It sounds like Tom is, like, a real...
Shadester?
Yeah, shyster. Because it this also says that
This is actually the definition
always,
of shysty.
Shysty. It says that he always owes people money. So he's always doing like the next thing to pay like previous people.
So he's a con man.
Con man. And that she has like such an expensive life and they're always like kind of like keeping up with the Jones type people. And she mm-hmm. says like it's she spends $40,000 a month.
Well, I'd love
which
to
is
get
insane
a list.
To me.
Yeah, $40,000 on glam a month.
Yeah.
I would love to get a list of all the housewives that are in debt because like there's rumors that like Karen Huger is just like I mean,
probably
has no money. That there's rumors, you know, a lot of them rent their houses. This is all alleged, but like
that,
a lot
like,
of them
makes me anxious. Debt makes me really anxious.
Yeah, and because I don't know, it's just it's hard because they want to look so great for TV that they will like go in debt. I mean, Dorit also. There's all those rumors that they're like fucked up.
Let's talk about this for a second. Okay, so when we were filming Summer House, whatever, we had filmed in my studio apartment, which I'm in right now, and I fucking love it. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many people DM'd me being like, oh my God, like, you're so gross. You live in, like, a disgusting studio apartment. And I was like, first of all, I'm in my 20s. I pay my own rent, and I live by myself. And, like, I fucking love this apartment. And, like, how dare you? So I like totally understand that there's like and it's probably so much more intense for housewives that they want to put on this like persona and facade where mm-hmm. I'm just like, this
well,
is my closet line. That I live in. Like,
I don't know if people watch OC, but the whole storyline is Gina owns a house. She has like six kids and it's like a three bedroom or something. And that Bronwyn and Shannon were talking about how it's sad. How
like,
our house is
who
sad.
Who gives a shit?
And then she basically was like, bitch, I own this house. I'm going through some struggles. I got a divorce and decided not to take any of his money, unlike you guys.
Right.
I mean, and they're all going through divorces and fighting over the money. Speaking of, Real Housewives of Atlanta is airing and like Kenya is getting a divorce and she didn't sign a prenup, and like he wants her assets and shit. So
that's
it's like,
insane.
That's it's so insane. Funny how the housewives now have these husbands who are like fighting for their fucking assets.
I have always said this is an interesting topic that I don't think we've ever talked about.
No.
Are you going to sign a prenup?
Great question, because I actually didn't fully understand what a prenup was. I still don't fully understand it.
I definitely want one.
But basically, it's like before you get married, you decide what assets like you're not going to give.
It's basically like any money I made before we got married, you are not entitled to anything of it.
Yeah.
But it's also like if I'm not giving you money off of shit like I did that you had nothing to do with.
But Paige, you have $6. I'm just kidding.
No, but like so valid. Like, so valid.
She's
but
like,
also,
do you know how many clothes I have? And the guy's like, yeah. I'm not taking your Forever 21 clothes. Like.
She goes, if we get married, you cannot touch any of my boots. I have my one oversized pair of blazers, designer sunglasses, and you shall not have them. No, but also, like, I don't want my husband to think, like, I'm out here just trying to, like,
well, I
marry
have a question.
Him. What?
When you get married, mm-hmm. are you just going to merge your finances?
Like, have a joint checking account?
Yeah, like, are you just, all the money you've made, just be like, okay, it's ours?
No. I don't
okay,
think
but, like,
so.
Don't people do that?
I think people have joint checking accounts. Yeah, I think that's, like, what you do when you get married. I don't really know. I want to have, like, my own checking account. I want him to have his own. And then, like, I want to have, like, a joint one for, like, our normal stuff. Actually, do I want him to have his own? I don't know. That's something we'll think about and talk
about.
No, like,
this like, is
what
actually
if he's,
crazy.
Like, getting hookers with his other account and,
I've,
like, booking
I've
hotel
recently
rooms?
Been talking to my mom about this because I was like, wait, mom, can you explain this stuff? Because as we're becoming adults, we're making money.
Yeah, like,
I mean, part
happens?
Of me is like, I don't want to just chuck it into like his shit and then who knows? I'm like cheap and I'm like, why did you need a sandwich and chips?
Right.
Why didn't you just get a sandwich, you fucking
and like
fuck?
God forbid something happens and you have to leave in the middle of the night, like he goes gluten-free and you're like, I'm leaving. Like I need to have my own doll hairs. You know?
Oh my God, yeah. Like, what if he decides he wants to grow a mullet one day and then you realize you have to escape out of the country?
Right. Like, you don't know what could happen. Okay, so anyway, moral of the story is we're signing prenups for $10. We'll have Gary write our prenups, and, like, if they ever cheat on us, it'll just, like, prenup is null. You owe us everything. Thank you. Bye. Okay, our next story. We have a lot of, like, housewives. I love when Front Page News is, like, Bravo-based.
Bravo-centric. Yeah. I also think there should be a Bravo show that is purely about divorces. Like, just show all the drama. I mean, it's pretty dark. Also, someone said something funny about Salt Lake City, how there should be a show called Family Jewels. I think it was, like, a Bravo meme account that said it. Mm-hmm. It's, like, Best of Bravo, I think. Family Jewels about Meredith and her company and her family and Brooks.
No.
Because her company's, like, successful. I think I heard of it before.
If they don't get a spinoff off after season one, like, it's a travesty. But okay, so my next story is about Bronwyn from the OC. Hannah loves this story. She's very excited about
story.
It.
Well, Bronwyn is having a train wreck of a season. And, like, I know that it's going to happen to me. It'll probably happen to you. But, like, she's having one of those seasons that she cannot stop crying. She basically is becoming sober. But, like, mm-hmm. Didn't want to tell people she was an alcoholic, and then the way she did it was messy, and then she was just mean to everyone, and her mm-hmm. excuse was like, because she's going through it, and people mm-hmm. were like, okay, like, you want to feel bad for her, but then she'll be like, lemonade
right.
boy,
right.
and like,
you're like, I want to root for you. We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
And then Kelly Dodd just went on Watch Happens Live, and she's super controversial. I didn't watch it yet, but she apparently blatantly
I watched
was like,
some of it.
She blatantly said that Bronwyn's whole sober thing is mm-hmm. fake for a storyline. What did
she's
you
She's saying
hear?
That she's basically said she's trying to get a spinoff and everything she does is for the cameras.
But what's like, hard is that Bronwyn, she's kind of new. Like, she's just been in the game for 1 year. And it's right. like, then also, so yeah, tell me what happens.
So this is what happened. She came out Wednesday, so yesterday, mm-hmm. as being gay. She had a lesbian, full lesbian. She had recently said that she was bisexual. Now she's full lesbian.
But maybe she didn't get the press she wanted from the bisexual.
I don't know. See, that's like so interesting because I feel like if people are coming out and saying I'm bisexual, that's like a very, dude, that's like a big thing. That's,
yeah.
You've thought about that for a while on how you're going to tell people. You felt like that for even longer.
Especially when you're married. Like, it's like, right. Wasn't Kaley Cuoco? No, Julianne Hough's husband was like, I need to explore my sexuality.
Oh, that was like a whole different thing. He was like, that doesn't mean like I'm gay, but like I want to explore. And everyone was like, sorry, you guy. Like, what are you talking about?
You need to find more vaginas?
He was like, no, like with my wife. And she was just like, what? Anyway.
Then why'd you move out of the house?
Yeah, like what's going on here?
So Bronwyn says she's a lesbian.
I was just and thinking like if there was a clause in her prenup, like if eventually you are gay, like and you leave me.
I could just imagine your mom being like, I knew he was gay the whole time.
Oh
he's
my
gay.
God, my mom
he wants to leave you, he's
time.
Gay.
Every single boyfriend I've ever had, I'm so sorry, but my mom at one point has thought that you were gay. So take
whenever
that and do with it what you want.
He doesn't text you back, she's like, he's gay.
1,000%. She's either like, he doesn't like you. Why would you even like him? And also, he's probably gay. I'm like, okay,
but the funny thing is that the drama was that it was rumored that Bronwyn's husband was gay. And her whole thing is like, he's not gay. I'm gay. But it's what's weird. Okay. It's very hard to tell like if someone's gay or not, whatever. It's very confusing. But like my gaydar never went off with Bronwyn. And I'm very bad at seeing if girls are lesbians. Like, I'm terrible at it. I'm better with guys. But, like,
yeah.
I never had a lesbian dar for her.
I feel like I'm not good at telling if a girl is a lesbian either. I feel like I'm good at telling if a guy is gay.
You're good at telling if a girl has good style. And that's about
it. One time I was at a club and a girl was, like, massaging me and, like, asked me to go home with her. And my boyfriend was like, she wanted to, like, sleep with you. I go, she wasn't gay. He goes, she literally said, I want to make out with you. And I was like, no, she was
but
friendly.
You'll say that all the time so I could see you. It could
like,
be
what
confusing.
What are you talking about? Anyway.
But okay, the Bronwyn thing, there's definitely weird energy around it. And I'm totally, like, so supportive of anyone coming out, obviously. It's just, like, I've heard a lot of things in the community of just, like, questioning her decisions.
So she comes out on Wednesday and simultaneously also posts a picture of her girlfriend. Her girlfriend's name is Chris with a K. And she's staying married to her husband. They've been married for 20 years. And then he posted a picture of her and was like, I am so proud of you and I support you in everything. He's met her.
So
and
she's
they've, like, all hung
you're
out.
Married to a girl who's not attracted to your penis.
Correct.
And correct. Has another girlfriend. How fulfilling is that?
For him. Right. Then there was something that it was like he might take a job opportunity in New York. And it's like, well, yeah, you should go. Your wife doesn't want to have sex with you anymore.
Like, there's a point of, like, a beautiful partnership and being there for the kids. But at some point, like, find the love of your life. Like,
I mean, it's
why
just,
are you staying married?
It's getting quite
that's
quite
called
messy.
You have a best friend, maybe.
Right.
Also, like, we don't love his necklace game. I just have to put that out there.
Oh, God, no. I mean, the whole OC, it was actually really funny. You know how scared I am of Kelly Dodd.
Yeah.
When I was watching Housewives last night, she was on with, what's the blonde on Salt Lake City? I always forget
her Heather?
Name. No, the other one. She's like so cute.
Julia or something.
Something, whatever. She's like adorable and she kind of looks like Southern Charm.
Yes.
What's her name? Madison.
Madison.
Right? Doesn't she kind of? Anyway. So Kelly had said to this girl, the Salt Lake City housewife, like, oh, my God, like your fashion, like the Salt Lake City fashion is so good. And like it is the Salt Lake City fashion. They like show the fuck up.
Yeah.
And like OC, I actually can't look at their outfits.
Mm-hmm.
I can't look at them and I can't look at Potomac's outfits.
Who's worse?
Potomac.
It's so funny because obviously I'm very close with Giselle. Giselle actually just recorded a Burning in Hell episode. We love Giselle. She gets shat on for her fashion every episode. And part of me wants to be like, guys, you can't call the kettle black. Like, And also, Giselle wears fucking Gucci. Like, she, yeah. Giselle, I think you never once see Giselle and go, she doesn't look good. Like, she's a Barbie
she's
doll.
Stunning. She could wear like a brown paper bag. She could wear a brown paper bag.
And also, like, she's consistent with her style. Like, she knows she's going to do something with bling. And you know,
if I have always said this, if you like something and you feel good in it and it's not in style, who cares? Wear it. There's so many things that I've worn that people are like, that's disgusting. And I'm like, I don't care, though, because I really liked it.
Literally everything I wear, you say is disgusting. And I'm like, crying myself to sleep. No, but I'm just saying, Giselle, we stan you. We love you. But yeah, OC. Oh, my God. I actually love Gina, but her hair.
No, I can't. People
are now doing memes of like the front of her hair versus the back of her hair. But like, she's one of those where her personality is so good that like I forget.
Like, I totally look, there's something weird about being on reality TV where it's just like, yeah, like you're being yourself. Like, so be yourself, whatever. Yeah. But then there is like a part in your brain that's like, oh, but like I am on national television. So like maybe I'll.
I do my nails now.
Yeah, you do your nails now. Except
I got my
example.
Nails done yesterday. They look gorgeous.
Oh my God.
They're
Nail pick.
But yeah, Gina is one of those people. Part of me is like, maybe she's like, this is me. Fuck it. And I respect that. But
I do too. Yeah. I mean, do whatever you want, you know?
I mean, I have changed visually. I do Invisalign now.
Yeah.
I've changed visually. It's even like a subtle thing. Like me and you don't go under the knife. That's not our thing right now. Mm-hmm. However, you know that we're like, we got to take care of, you know, our skin.
Yeah, absolutely. There will definitely be a day where I'm like, this is where I get my Botox done now. Like, and I can't wait to tell you all, like, who
you
I
go,
find.
There'll definitely be a day I'm going to show up and people are not going to recognize my face.
1,000%. 1,000%. I mean.
What's next? What do we have?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, so Chrishell. Mm-hmm. Chrishell is really good at staying in
the news.
Yeah. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Appears to be dating Dancing with the Stars pro, and I don't really know how to say his name, K-E-O, mm-hmm. Keo?
Keo, okay.
Okay. Who was paired with Anne Hesh, and which is crazy because people thought that she was the reason that her partner and his wife got, Gleb. Got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And he posted, Keo posted a picture on Instagram with the heart emoji and like a picture of them kissing. He's 31 and she's 39. Mm-hmm. And I love that. Like, that's that's an example of she's older, he's younger, but they can totally work.
Perfect. My thing is, you know that she was like, okay, how are we going to show the world? And this is not a bad thing. Once you're in the public eye, when you want to.
How are we going to twist this?
She definitely was like, I'm going to post it on your profile.
Yep.
So that there's people have to kind of search for it. And it looks like we're like kind of hiding it. And we're just going to put a heart. So it's a little mysterious. Like, that's not a man's thought. That whole thing was not a man's like.
Not at all. Do you know how many times I've been out with like my guy friends? And I'm like, can you just put your wrist right here? Because I want someone to think that I have other suitors. And he's
like, hot guy friends. I just put in my stories all the time. People are like, oh my God, you have so many boyfriends. And I'm like, I literally hate them all.
I'm like, I just want one person to watch my Instagram story and think that we're a thing. Okay.
You literally just pour two glasses of wine when you're alone and just Instagram and be like, nighttime talks.
Nighttime vibes.
Nighttime vibes.
Just like in my apartment.
Staying home tonight.
Sunday night vibes. If you guys see me posting wine glasses this Sunday night and it's just two, they're both for me. Just know that.
Yeah. Do you remember when Kristen Cavallari's best friend, who was rumored to hook up with Jay Cutler, posted?
Oh my God. I forgot about that story. Wait, there's another story, Hannah, that
there's an update?
Was seen out with the redhead.
Oh, yeah. From the show.
Yes. But like, and they posted an Instagram, but there was like a third guy in it. But like,
I feel like she got kicked out of the show because she was getting a little too much fame from it. And Kristen was like, this is my show. Because she was like very likable and outgoing. So maybe she hates Kristen. It was just like a nudge at her.
I mean, she probably does.
But I was saying Kristen's ex-best friend posted her new man with the same bracelet that Jay Cutler had. And the internet fucking lost it. And she let the internet go off like as long until it died to then be like, no, it's not him. And we're all like, thanks, because we have nothing better to do in quarantine but go fucking berserk for no reason.
But like, get your 15 minutes, you know? I get it.
Like, sometimes I respect it. It's a thin line between thirsty and well done.
Right. I feel like people thought that I was trying to do that with Perry, but like, I really wasn't. Like, I just wasn't ready. Like, in my own brain, like, I wasn't ready to be like, oh, we're like broken up. Mm-hmm. So I got nervous that people were thinking like, oh, she's just like doing this as a publicity thing. Like, no, I really just like didn't want to say anything yet. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to talk about it, I want to talk about it with my best friend, you know?
100%. But I'm happy that Chriselle has found someone, because I didn't like that her being single, they were just putting her on like any guy who got a divorce that she was around. Like, oh, well, she's having an affair with him. And they look cute together. I just hope that she's happy. She's also lost so much weight from the breakup. And part of it is like she's sick, but then part of it's maybe just like doing Dancing with the Stars.
I'm going to tell you something. The breakup diet is my favorite. Never in my lifetime. I mean, I'm like off of it now, which is so sad. But like September, October, dude, if you saw me out, I was so fit and a twig.
So what's happening right now is the shows that are airing, like Southern Charm, Atlanta, now OC, it's at the point, it's very interesting with Bravo, that now Corona is hitting.
Yeah.
So like they're finally, it's Corona time, and you're seeing like the Atlanta housewives, they're all like, I've gained all this weight.
Yeah.
And like, and part of me thought that it wasn't going to be fun because it's like we're supposed to feel like it's an escape watching Bravo. But part of me actually, when I started watching it, started to feel like, you know what? Like, this is what life is. Right. It was almost weird to see them not like having masks on.
Yeah.
And just hugging people. Isn't it made me uncomfortable. Now?
Like watching TV, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, are they like going to make out? They don't have a mask on.
I know. I'm like, no, no, no. Don't go into that crowd. Oh God.
Did you wash your hands?
Oh my gosh. So anyway, it's going to be interesting. Like, also diet wise, like, I need to stop eating so much, but it's just so fun. It's the winter, it's quarantine. I just want to get all fat and sassy.
I just need to not eat as badly as I eat. Like, I need to just eat a little bit healthier.
You need to like put a tiny effort into eating healthy and you'll be fine, and like stop eating after midnight.
Dude, that's my time though.
It's funny.
I was up till 4 a.m. the other night, and I was just sitting in my bed, full lights on, watching TV, scrolling TikTok. There's this candy that is my favorite candy. It's called Sour Sketty. And and it's these little, like, strips, and they're sour, and I ate the like half the bag, and it was just – but I was like, this is my time. Like, no one's emailing me. Nobody wants anything from me. Like, I don't care.
Paige, I literally freaked out. You know when you have those freakouts where I basically like couldn't stop farting, and they were like bad farts. They were hot farts, and I like gained some weight, and I convinced myself that I had like one of those gut problems.
Oh God.
Like, you know, everyone's like, you need a healthy gut.
Yeah.
So I ordered like 6 gut cookbooks on how to cure your gut. All the recipes are shit.
Yeah.
And then I ordered all those like miracle noodles that are like 0 calorie noodles that taste like water. To which my mom was like, throw that all away. I've She's like, just stop that. Eating till you're sick. My mom is right, though, because I was
Hannah,
like, there's a thing
you know
called-
what it is. You eat Mexican food every single day of your life.
Yeah, literally. She's like, stop eating Mexican and spaghetti bolognese and penne al vodka.
I know. We really do. We eat really bad. I wish that was something we could
Anyone who's like Googling like crazy diets or like trying to no. Just listen to your body.
Hannah,
my mom's
just
like,
take a probiotic.
Take a probiotic. And just stop overeating. And this is going to sound crazy, but you just have to chew more. Like, think how often you actually chew. Like, I deep throat my food. Like, they say if you chew more, it helps with your digestion.
Interesting.
One of this book was so funny. I was reading it and they were like, this is what you have to do. When you see your food, you have to first breathe. And I'm like, I just paid $23 for this bitch to tell me to breathe before I eat.
No.
So anyway, my mom literally was just like, eat till you're full and then work out sometimes.
Here's the other thing that's like an intimate moment. If you feel comfortable enough with someone to like house like a burger or something, you like them.
Well, that's the problem right now.
Yeah.
I'm in a very enabling situation where like, you know, it's like me and you when we're together, we're like, what? We're so happy. And we're like, what's the only thing that can make this better? And we're like, quesadillas. And then you're like, yes. But the problem is you are a bird and you'll have like 4 bites and I will eat mine and yours. But your stomach is small, so you're full, the same amount of full as I am.
See, I will eat, and then I will take a break, and then I'll eat the rest of it. You do it all in one shot,
and then I'm sick for like 6 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you'll get hungry later, and I'm like, I can't even open my eyes.
Hannah and I living together after both eating Mexican is like the funniest thing ever, because it's like, are you going to go to the bathroom? It's like, well, I'm not ready yet. Are you? It's like, yeah, I'm going to go now.
It's a war zone. Just destroy our bodies. And honestly, sometimes diarrhea is good for you. Anyway, do we have any other front page news? No. We're going to end it on that. Diarrhea sometimes is good for you. We love you guys so much. Subscribe, rate, review.
Thanks for giggling with us today.
Get our merch. Listen to Burning in Hell. Read Paige's articles in the know. Follow us on Instagram. Leave finger emojis. We just love you guys so much. Paige, what do you have to say?
We love you so much. I really miss you. I feel like I haven't hugged you in a while.
Oh, I love when you get all sweet and you're not being a cunt. Okay, talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.